Wednesday night was a lot of fun watching Little DeRozan become a national superstar, watching the Chicago Bulls win a play-in game, the first 10th seed to ever win a play-in game, just to go and head down to Miami and bring a lot of horrible memories for Bulls fans. The Chicago Bulls fall to the Miami Heat 102-91, ending this NBA season. The Miami Heat are now the 8th seed and will be taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. It's the Marvelous One, Dan Marver. It's Devin Tingle, Paul Shavari throughout the entire show. I'm Mike Mercado, and we are going to put to bed this season. We have a bunch of shows that we get to talk about this Bulls season to kind of contemplate what the future is, but there was some frustration today. Tonight was a frustrating game to me, and I tweeted this out. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at SportsCubicleTV, but I tweeted this out in my personal account because I think it kind of just goes to show this entire team. While Wednesday was fun, this team, the entire season, was so damn frustrating, and this game was frustrating. Shout out to Zach LaVine, who had a wonderful game. The stats don't count, though, NBA. I don't know what that's going on. But a heck of a game on against Toronto, making a name for himself. One of those moments. But once again, and the box scores will tell you, DeRozan had 26 games, 26 points, and we love DeRozan. We know how much he's impacted this team. But once again, in a huge playoff moment, in a moment that could solidify yourself in a league that we determine your legacy and how you do in these moments, in this tournament, in these playoffs, once again, Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan can't get the job done. And you saw a player on the court tonight, not Max Strus, but Jimmy Butler, was not going to let the Miami Heat lose that game, let alone lose that game to the Chicago Bulls. Now, when you have Strus having a game of a lifetime, 7 3-pointers, but this team was stifled on offense the last few minutes of this game. Marver, I could go on and on. Throw it to you. What did you see in the last few minutes, the last quarter, this game down in South Beach?
Well, when the 3-point shot was made by the Bulls, it was by Kobe White. It was actually 3 minutes and 47 seconds to go. That put them up 90-87. That was their final field goal of the game. It was just remarkable. They had Caruso and Butler. And I don't know who else could have guarded him, but that didn't work out so well either. So, I mean, after that, they were unable to even get a shot off in many cases. I'm looking at, I don't see a missed shot. I'm looking, Caruso blocked the Butler layup, and then they got the ball, and then they did, then White missed the shot, and Strus got the rebound. So, I mean, then DeRozan misses 16 footer. So, I don't know. They just couldn't get it together at that point. Then Caruso missed another one. So they just couldn't make any baskets in the last 3 minutes plus. And obviously that's a loss, 102-91. And unfortunately, LaVine had 30 points in the second half against Toronto, was unable to replicate that effort. He was unable to connect on any 3-pointers at all. So it's just the way it is. And, it's a tough road, as we'd stated before, to go to Toronto, and then 48 hours later, you go down to Miami, and Miami needed the win just as badly to get into the eighth spot, because they were beat by Atlanta. So hats off to the Bulls tried hard. They won a game in Toronto, first 10th place seed to ever do that. So that in itself was remarkable. It just wasn't enough to go to face the Greek Freak and be demolished. So right. It might be for the best.
there is something to that. I think we don't rag on these players because, you know, who are we to rag on their craft, right? But we talk about the frustrations and things like that, and that's what this team was. Like, we know what the narrative is going to be now about this Bulls team heading into the offseason because of DeMar and Zach and in these moments and what happened in the second half of last season, what happened in the playoffs last season, not having Lonzo Ball. There's a lot of things going on with this team. Devin, the game just ended as we were recording this. Your initial thoughts of, you know, an awesome, wonderful game against Toronto. And unfortunately for the Bulls, Miami wasn't going to miss those free throws. You know, they're not going to just give you the game like Toronto did. A frustrating night, a frustrating Friday night, a frustrating way to start the weekend. Your thoughts of the Bulls falling to Miami?
Well, first off, does anyone know if Jimmy Butler changed his phone number when he gave that out a few years ago? Because I got a few choice words for him right now here. But, you know, it is very disappointing where Wednesday was a lot of fun, just excitement. And tonight, you know, the first half of this Bulls game was very just, it's like, here we go, it's typical Bulls. But around like the third quarter, the beginning of the fourth quarter, they definitely turned it around. I was getting really excited. I'm like, all right, they can do this. They can friggin' do this. And as we noticed in like those last 5 minutes, they decided to crap the bed. I'm trying really hard not to swear, guys. I really am. I promise here.
I know.
But just, you know, it is very interesting. It is very interesting because if you guys remember on the trade deadline, people were wondering if the Bulls are going to be, you know, even they're considered to be sellers because they're just playing such garbage here. It's like, you know, seeing that they got this far. I mean, it's like, yeah, we should still be proud they made it this far because, you know, earlier this season, we thought, you know, this team was going to be like, all right, let's hope they're like all the other Chicago sports teams and finish just about 500. I'll be happy. And then, you know, we're not total embarrassment here. But still, it is kind of, you know, it hurts to just, you know, get this far to that final game, then get you into the playoffs and lose it. But, I mean, I think we all kind of know that if the Bulls were to go, they would have gotten knocked. They probably would have gotten swept by Milwaukee right away in that first round.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a team that finished 40-42, a team that roster-wise doesn't make a lot of sense for what they talk about, what seems to be winning in the NBA. There is a lot to like about this team because I think as people, as dudes, as part of our community in Chicago, a lot of these guys are awesome. They're fun to root for. They're not a team. They're not dudes you want to root against. This team is hard to root for when you watch them day in and day out in Chicago. Because there are moments where you know they should be playing better. There are moments where you know you should be seeing more development from Patrick Williams. There are moments where it shouldn't take Patrick Beverley to come to this team to give it a spark, some fire. And then in a playoff game, a play-in game, but an elimination game, you need Coby White, who has helped carry you through most of the season, not anywhere at the end of this game. So some questions for Billy Donovan, who I think is a heck of a coach. But these are the things you have to talk about when this season ends in failure after what was a number one seed last season heading into the All-Star break, a team that was a sixth seed for most of the rest of the second half, makes a playoff, gets demolished in the first round, then has no answer, no energy, plays bad at certain points. Marver and I are spending weekends trying to figure out what this team is. And now you're at a moment where you have a great Wednesday night. Everything is all lovey-dovey. And when the chips are on the table, they didn't perform. And I love Lonzo Ball as a player. I love what he represents, what he could represent for this team. But you can't tell me that that is the deciding factor of why you lost this game against Miami. Why it was such a battle all season. Why it was a nail-biter in Toronto. And it took all these other circumstances for them to win. There is frustration. There should be. Because we were promised something from this new front office. And you know we love Ball here. We talk about Marver doing the trips for all winter long. We love Ball here. So we just want to see the best organization in the NBA be that, held to that standard. We'll have time to talk about this over the next few weeks, but an initial reaction, a time for us to be able to actually talk around the water cooler here on the Sports Cubicle to the awesome people on the Sports Cubicle here on WCPT. But we'll go around the table really fast. Marvelous, your final thoughts on the play-in game and the end of the season and what we're going to have to talk about a crazy offseason coming up.
Yeah. I mean, they like the play-in concept because they used it during the COVID shortened year, and now they've kept it. And it does make it interesting for the team, such as the Bulls and others, and even Oklahoma City. I mean, you see players you've never heard of, Josh Giddey. You know, you're familiar with him? Scored 31 points for Oklahoma City. So you see a lot of players that you're not familiar with. We do go back and think about the moves the Bulls didn't make. In fact, Beverley, I noticed, actually came into the game and replaced White, you know, towards the end of the game. So I guess that, you know, White made was trying to do a little bit too much, it looked like, towards the end, but because Levine wasn't really himself, and so that cost them. But I don't know. I think overall, in all, 40-42 is about what we expected from the team, and we didn't think that they'd even make the playoffs in the play-in, and they did. You know, we thought maybe they'd slip behind Indiana or what have you, or Washington, but they got in there. They made a little run, and it gave us some postseason basketball. So we that put that behind us, and now we have to figure out how to get better in 23-24. It's over and got to move on.
Amen. Amen. Devin, your final thoughts as we put to rest this, at least for tonight, Chicago Bulls falling to the Miami Heat.
I want to be mad. I should be mad. But again, as I did say, this team kind of earlier this year was playing nothing like the team they, you know, were last year, and, you know, there are different factors here. But I mean, overall, it's like it was still a good season that they managed to get as far as they did for everything they had going on for them, I guess is all I can really say here without dropping some F-bombs.
I think my frustration comes because I expect more from the talent this team has. This team has a lot of awesome players. They have an abundance of talent, and it's a tough Eastern Conference. It's a tough NBA. You just want this team to do well, and you want these young guys who are trying to establish themselves to do well. And you know they try hard, and you know they coach hard. You just don't see the results you want to see. So, and it's a city that loves basketball. It's a city that loves basketball. So I'm with you guys. It's a disappointing night that came off an awesome Wednesday, right? So let's just say the season ended on Wednesday and we'll leave it at that. We want to know your thoughts though. Who wins the NBA finals? We're on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. For the marvelous one, Dan Marver, for Devin Tingle, on Paul, for Paul Shavari. Oh my God, I almost scared myself that I'm Paul Shavari. Oh my God. I almost made his day. The Miami Heat ball beat the Chicago Bulls 102-91. I'm falling apart. I'm Mike Mercado. We'll see you here on the Sports Cubicle.